Welcome to Cumberland County Historical Society's podcast, History is a Riot. So I am here with Natalie. Natalie, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I was born in Michigan, but my family moved to Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, when I was about 3, and I'm currently a student at Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania, and I'm studying technical leadership there, and I am in my senior year, and I applied for this internship at Cumberland County Historical Society around March of 2019, and I came upon this internship when I was researching some internships in my area, specifically for like writing research and in history. And I came upon Cumberland County Historical Society, and I saw that they had a great mission and reputation. And I also saw past interns biographies, and that inspired me to apply for a position, an intern position there, and I was very excited to intern, and over these past couple of weeks I have learned so much about my community's history. The project that I've been working on for these 5 weeks is about the United States colored troops from the 5th Regiment through the 54th Regiment. And I have been using resources like the Library of Congress, National Archives, Fold 3, and Google Maps, and I've been writing biographies for each individual and making them each equally special in their own right. And I've learned how to correctly cite in Chicago.
There's lots of different ways to cite, and Chicago is one of them.
Yeah, and also how to research and also learn how a business is run from, you know, the director's point of view to the community and outreach director, and also how to, you know, not give up and keep looking for information when there may not be any.
So is there anything as you've been going through your research, because you've gone through quite a number of soldiers and created the bios for them and found some photographs and different things to kind of humanize the person so it's not just a name, but there's a story behind that individual. Are there any stories that really stand out to you that you found and just thought, wow, this is fascinating. I can't believe it hasn't been written down before.
Yes, one of the biographies that I was writing on Private John Carter from the 127th Regiment in Company I stood out in this project because he was a post commander for the GA, the Grand Republic, Grand Army of the Republic, and he was the last veteran of that post, which was post 440, and he was cited in a lot of articles that I found, just like as a, you know, remarkable individual in his service and duties. And
No, that's fascinating. Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to share about interning here at the Historical Society? You did a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. So your major is technical leadership. So you're not a history major. Are you a minor in history?
I'm not, but I love researching, mm-hmm. and I love also watching historical
mm-hmm.
Documentaries, and also, you know, watching historical movies. And even though I am not a major in history, I got interested in this kind of area, for a career. And my major, it comprises of like business writing, and website design, a lot of digital
mm-hmm.
Technology. And this project, it involved a lot of digital components, where you're researching, finding information on these resources, and editing the photographs and documents mm-hmm. with Photoshop and Paint.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot more just how to learn, very quickly. And I can see how I can apply these skills to, like, kind of any career,
mm-hmm.
I would say, in research, writing, or the history field.
Yeah, especially if you go into nonprofits mm-hmm. or any place like that, there's a lot of transferable skills that you might be researching USCT, but mm-hmm. the act of research and what goes into it is transferable to multiple places. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So last question, and it's the dreaded question that all seniors hate to get. Do you have plans for after graduation?
Yes, I plan to stay in Pennsylvania and apply my skills to either another, like a part-time position, possibly in the history field, or with a nonprofit organization. I'm keeping my options open. And
always a good thing when you're graduating.
Yeah, because I never know where it could lead. And I'm just seeing where my interests, will be then. And I've learned a lot from this internship that I can apply to, anything in my life.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for all of your wonderful work interning and for sitting down with me today.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to see any of the work that Natalie's doing, you can visit Gardner Digital Library and look for the USCT pages. So thank you again.
Thank you.